Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I had a question recently from a group member about which service truck do I prefer, a smaller pickup truck or a larger full-size truck, and I'll go over some of the pros and cons of using a small truck and also a larger truck. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. I've been using a Nissan Frontier crew cab for going on 16 years now. I had the same truck. It's a 2005 Nissan Frontier crew cab. It has a newer engine in there. I just put it in there about 2 years ago. But I've also serviced pools in a full-size truck and an even smaller truck. When I actually first started my pool service route in 1988, I had a small Dodge Rampage, and it was a great car / El Camino type truck. It was smaller than an El Camino. It was low to the ground. I'm 5'7.5". I gotta throw that half inch in there. So you kind of know that with boots on, I'm 5'8". And so the Dodge Rampage was perfect. If you look it up on Google, you'll see this little thing. It's really cool. They stopped making these. They stopped making the El Caminos, which is similar to this. So I really like the fact that these were low to the ground, or this truck was low to the ground. I don't know if it was even a truck. This car / truck was low to the ground. So it was easy for me to reach everything in it. I had no problem reaching over and grabbing stuff. Had a pretty good sized bed too. And then the next truck I got was a Toyota Tacoma. And back in the early 90s, there was no power steering. And if you've never driven an old car like that, you have no idea how hard it is to park or turn the car when you're going slow without the power steering. I don't even know if I can drive one anymore now. I'm so spoiled with the modern vehicles that have power steering. But this truck had no power steering. It didn't even have an air conditioner, because back then in the 90s, early 90s, you can buy a vehicle without an air conditioner. I'm not even sure you can buy one now without one. But back then you could. I know some of the racing type people buy the car and take the air conditioner out because it makes the car lighter. But for me, I had no air conditioner in this truck. It was pretty brutal in the summer, of course, because air conditioner is so vital now in Southern California. But back then I didn't have it, and it was low to the ground also. It was just a regular two-door truck. And you still see a lot of Toyota Tacomas out there, the smaller ones, not the larger crew cab ones, which are higher off the ground than the older models. And then, of course, the older trucks are much lower to the ground, the Ford Rangers. All of these are great service trucks because they're low to the ground, they're easy to park, of course, with power steering, and they're very maneuverable, and they have pretty good sized beds in them. So I'll just touch on my Nissan Frontier crew cab. It has a small 5-foot bed, which could be problematic for a lot of people. I've learned to live with it. I carry just enough to get me through a couple of days on my route, and then I'll load up the truck again. And so it's not too bad. It's definitely low enough to the ground where I can reach just about everything in the truck. It's not a really high truck like the newer truck. So any truck you're looking at nowadays, the crew cab Tacoma, the Cayenne, any of these kind of smaller trucks are pretty high off the ground, which makes it a little difficult for people that aren't, that are, I guess, gravitationally challenged. I guess they're not too tall like me. And so I don't really like the full-size trucks. I've rented a Ford F-150 on 3 different occasions when my truck was in the shop. I'll go to my local Enterprise, which is about 2 miles from my house, and I'll rent the Ford F-150. And I like the truck. The truck's great. It drives like a car. It's easy to park. When I first drove one like 3 years ago, the engine would turn off at a red light. I thought there was something wrong with the rental truck, but that's one of those things that uses to save gas. So the gas mileage was very similar to my Nissan Frontier, which gets about 19 miles per gallon. And so it wasn't too bad. And so I think for gas mileage, I think the mid-sized trucks and the full-sized trucks, you're not going to see a huge difference. Of course, there are some differences. If you get certain smaller trucks, you can get really good gas mileage. But I don't think that would be the factor for me. I think, you know, the price of gas is something that you're going to have to deal with in your business. And if it is a real gas guzzler, like 12 miles per gallon, you may want to consider not getting that truck because that may not be economical. But if it gets 20 miles a gallon, you're probably within the range of everyone else. And I wouldn't sweat it if your truck gets 19 or 18 miles per gallon or 22. As long as you're getting about 20 miles per gallon, I think that's a good baseline for a work truck. And you're going to get a good mileage write-off anyway from the IRS. And so that'll cover your fuel costs pretty much. With that tax write-off, mileage deduction versus the maintenance deduction or cost deduction of the truck. And so I think, you know, the gas mileage is one factor for some people, but for me, I think the size of the truck is the main factor. So the F-150 for me was really hard to work with because then I had to lower the tail every time I wanted to get something out of the truck. And if you have a Riptide or Power Vac or Hammerhead attached to the back, that can become, you know, a hassle to do that every time you're doing that. You can set those up so that you can actually put them far enough back to lower the tail down on a truck or get like one of those swing out hitches that they offer for the Hammerhead or Riptide. But for me, opening up the tail all the time was just a pain. It's something I wasn't used to doing with my Nissan Frontier. But some of the aspects of the F-150 that I liked was the fact that I can put a ton of stuff in there. In fact, stuff was moving around because I couldn't fill it up enough because I don't usually carry that much stuff. And so I had to get one of those bars that I put in my truck for the bed so that stuff wouldn't move too far in it. Definitely, you can put tons of stuff in the F-150 or similar size, full-size truck. Again, I thought it parked just like a regular car. I didn't have any problem driving it. There were a few driveways that were kind of tight. I usually park in the street, but there's a few houses I have to pull up into the driveway because there's no street parking. Those were kind of tough for me with the F-150 because it's an older area that I service. Plus, I'm used to my Nissan Frontier going everywhere. And one reason why I've kept my Nissan Frontier so long is the fact that, besides the fact that it's a pretty good truck as far as maintenance goes, it's compact and it's made out of metal. I feel like it's pretty safe. And I like how easy it is to park just about anywhere. It's not gigantic. And it's low to the ground. So that's important to me, having the truck low to the ground. So if you're looking for a service truck, you may want to consider these factors, depending on how tall you are and what you can reach from the ground into the bed. If you're just starting out and you're looking at getting a truck, I definitely would say that's the major factor when you're deciding on a truck. You don't want to buy a truck that's too tall for you to reach in. You have to lower the tail down all the time to get something. And even while using my Nissan Frontier, I had a little mishap where I was trying to get a bucket out of the middle of my truck. It was raining that day, or drizzling, and I was standing on the driver's side rail, reaching over to pull a bucket out of the middle of the truck. I lost my balance, I slipped, and then the side of my body landed on the side of the truck. And I knew there was something wrong right away because I heard a snap, which is not a good sound to hear when you fall. I broke several ribs, and then I continued working because I'm the kind of person that doesn't stop. But I could feel my side suck in when I bent down, so I knew I was pretty injured. My wife's a registered nurse, so she wrapped me up really good. They don't recommend wrapping your ribs anymore, by the way, but she did anyway. And it was a really bad experience for me for 3 weeks or so. I think the worst thing about the broken ribs was when I sneezed. Definitely the pain was unbearable. So I did have an accident with my Nissan, and it is low to the ground. So I can see reaching over a truck, you know, all the time, you could be hazardous for yourself. And so, you know, it just depends on, I think, your height and what you prefer. And I prefer a lower truck myself. And there are many models you can choose from that are low to the ground. A lot of the new ones, like I mentioned, are pretty high off the ground, and they're probably not ideal for pool service. And so when you go get your supplies, you're going to see a lot of standard Toyota Tacomas, which are really great trucks. You can do a lot of maintenance yourself on those trucks, and they're really low to the ground. You'll see a lot of Nissan Frontiers, either the crew cab or the standard ones, because those trucks are low to the ground. You'll see a lot of Ford Rangers, the older ones, because those are also pretty low to the ground and easy to work with. And you'll see full-size trucks also. But I think the majority of the pool service trucks that I see in my area are the smaller trucks, because it just makes sense to be able to reach in there, grab stuff out, and it just makes it easier for you to use that truck on a smaller scale. I wish they would come back and bring the El Camino back. They're bringing the Ford Bronco back, and the El Camino would be great. I think having a truck-like car would be ideal for pool service, and I really enjoyed my Dodge Rampage. I liked my smaller Toyota Tacoma. It was even easier to reach in there than the Nissan Frontier. Another reason why I like the crew cab is because then I can use the vehicle when I drive around, when I, you know, go out with my family. I have a vehicle that has four doors and a lot of space in there. It's not, you know, gigantic inside the back there, but it is much bigger than a lot of other trucks with four doors that I've seen. And I can put a lot of stuff in the back seat also. So certain things I don't want to leave in the bed of my truck, like when I'm installing a motor or a pump, I'll put it in the back of my Frontier and, you know, make sure that it's secure in there. You know, if I'm going to install an automatic cleaner, I'll put it in my back seat also. I don't really want to leave it out in my truck bed. And so having the four doors is kind of important, I think, in the aspect of storage, and also important in the aspect of using your vehicle for other purposes besides work. So if you're going to use your vehicle to pick up the kids or to take your family out, the four doors is kind of important. So I would consider that also. You don't want to buy just a standard two-door or maybe an extended cab and realize that you can't put anything in the back seat or the little back area there. Or you may realize you do need a back seat. For me, I like having my tools back there. I put different things in there. I'll keep my bottom feeder in the back seat of my truck. And so consider when you're looking for a truck, besides the height and the bed length, also if you want the crew cab, the extended cab, or just a standard two-seat truck. I think it would be a mistake to buy a truck and realize that you purchased the wrong truck for work, and then the first week you're using it, you don't like a lot of aspects of it. So really do your research. Look at the trucks that are at your supplier that other pool guys are using. And I like my Nissan crew cab because I like the roominess of the back seat, and I also like how low it is to the ground. And it's been fairly reliable. Again, I just put a new engine in about 2 years ago, and so I decided to keep it because of those aspects. I did look around for another truck 2 years ago when I had to put a new engine in, and I just didn't like the height of a lot of them. I just didn't like the price point either of some of the trucks. Some of the trucks are extremely expensive for what I think you get for them, like the Toyota Tacoma crew cab. I think they're almost twice the price of the Nissan Frontier crew cab, and I didn't see much of a difference in driving one of those. Of course, Toyota is a better brand, I think, over Nissan, in a lot of respects. People think that, but the Nissan's not a bad truck. The Ford Ranger is a very popular pool truck also. You see a lot of those out on the road, and those are really reliable too. So you want to pick a vehicle that you're going to be happy with, that's easy to use, that's easy to park, that's not going to be a problem loading and unloading it. And I think the smaller trucks are what I lean towards. You may disagree for other reasons, but I like the smaller compact trucks, and I like them loaded to the ground so that I can put things in there and get them out easily. And so that's, you know, my take on it. I think there's a lot of great truck brands out there. You can do your research and you'll find that trucks are a lot more expensive than a lot of other vehicles out there. And, you know, searching for a truck, you want to make sure you get the right one. You don't want to make a mistake in purchasing it. Again, like I mentioned, and you can go with a full-size truck. I don't have any problem with that. I actually enjoyed the F-150. I like a lot of the features of it. I just didn't like the fact that it was hard to get stuff in and out of the bed of the truck, but I really liked how it drove. So I'm not against using a full-size truck for pool service. I just, for myself, I don't find it as convenient as using a mid-size or smaller truck. Definitely being low to the ground has its advantages when you're doing pool service. And if you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded regarding anything related to the pool business, you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, there's a podcast icon. Click on that, and that'll take you to the previous episodes I've recorded, and I've done several on different aspects of the pool business. You know, besides the vehicle, I've covered different aspects of budgeting, pricing, and things like that. So you can find those with that link on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're interested in enhancing your business, I offer a coaching program, and the rates are really low. $10 a month to text me and $20 a month to call me. Plus you get discounts for being a group member, and you get invited into a private group chat. And you can learn more about my coaching group at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.